Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's that time once again on NFL Sunday. Who's in? Who's out?
Impact betting and fantasy for basically every single player.
Actives, inactives on You Better You Bet countdown to kickoff.
I'm on tilt, man. Brian Thomas Jr. drops. He's not wide open, but the ball's in his hands, like inside the 10-yard line, drops it because he sucks. And that's what he does. Third down, pass to Travis Hunter, tipped away. Hunter's calling for a flag. There's no flag. So we'll see what the Jaguars do here on 4th and 7. So this is how Sam exactly laid the game out for us, the second half for us. So the Jaguars are not kicking here. They're going for it, 4th and 7. Lawrence in the shotgun. LaQuint Allen to his right. Three receivers split out right, including Thomas. Lawrence drops back to pass, has protection, rolls out. He's brought down by Fisk. And that's that. Turnover on downs.
So here's the good thing. I feel great about the under, but the Rams have shown me nothing in terms of trying to blow the top off this game. What you would expect here is just get the ball to midfield and punt it back and keep making Jacksonville go 90 yards or so, 85, 90 yards, whatever. You're not dead yet. Now, the Rams score a touchdown, buddy. It may be curtains, but you're not dead. You're definitely not dead. And that's, you knew that would happen. Like, you can't kick a field goal there, down 21-0. A field goal try there, make or miss, is a white flag. You got to go for the seven on these drives.
I think as long as the Rams don't score, I think the Jaguars will, because if it's 21-0 with like 5 minutes left, like, they're going to pull the starters.
Yes.
Like, Nick Mullins 100%. Will come in, and then they'll probably kick a field goal, the Jaguars will, to avoid getting shut out. Just hold the Rams to 21.
I'd like to push the rewind button for just a second. I believe 40 minutes ago, give or take, you said you wanted a sweat. You are going to sweat for sure on Jacksonville's second half.
And I turned the air off in this office, and it's about 80 degrees right now, so I'm sweating both literally and figuratively. So the Rams up 21-0, and just, I got to tell you, man, like, the last couple international games, like this one and Jets-Broncos, absolutely terrible football games. Brutal games. I don't know which one's worse, this one or last week. Last week was at least close. It was terrible, but it was at least close. This one's a blowout, and it sucks. Anyway, here are your actives and inactives for today. Chiefs and Raiders. Jacoby Myers is out. Myers is out, and Brock Bowers is out. We knew Bowers was out. We didn't know Myers was going to be out. If you need a wide receiver to fill in for Jacoby Myers, the player that you want to get is Jack Besh, who is the Raiders' second-round pick at receiver, played 100% of snaps last week in three receiver sets. B-E-C-H is how you spell his name. I'm not guaranteeing he's going to have a good game. He could have zero catches, but he's the replacement here for Jacoby Myers, Jack Besh. Josh Simmons, the Chiefs' left tackle, is out. Rashee Rice makes his season debut coming off of suspension. Saints and the Bears. DeAndre Swift, active as expected. I would not be shocked if we saw Kyle Madungay, the rookie seventh rounder, and Roschon Johnson get snaps today. They got snaps on Monday night in the win against the Commanders. And Sammy, do we have anything in the Chiefs-Raiders market off of the news that Jakobi Meyers is out?
As you're talking, the Chiefs are getting bet. Now, BetMGM, title sponsor, has a 12.5. If you like the Chiefs, go bet that, because we see 13s and 13.5s in the market as we speak. As Nick is reading the news, the line is moving. If you want to chase a good number, BetMGM has 12.5. Other books in Vegas have 13.5. So you could beat that move by a whole point if you act right now.
So, like, the Chiefs are going to score in this game, pending some effery, right? The Chiefs are going to score. And then it's the Raiders in catch-up mode with Geno Smith, who's at double-digit interceptions already. Their number one pass catcher, Brock Bowers, is out, and their number one wide receiver is out. So it's Trey Tucker, rookie Dante Thornton, rookie Jack Besh, and Michael Mayer catching passes. And I don't know how effective Ashton Jeanty is going to be if they don't have the lead and they can't run the ball. One of the reasons why I laid the points with the Kansas City Chiefs. All right, Saints and the Bears, like I was telling you, with the running backs, Grady Jarrett is out for Chicago as well. We will keep you updated on everything that's happening with the weather in this game in Dolphins-Browns as we move along. Miami and Cleveland, David Njoku is out for the Browns. Harold Fannin will be Cleveland's number one tight end. Jack Conklin out for the Browns as well. We told you that Quinn Ewers, the former Texas quarterback, elevated to the backup job. Zach Wilson's inactive. I hear that, and I think Tua Tagovailoa is at risk of an in-game benching, and they want to get Ewers out there instead of Zach Wilson. I can be wrong about that. That's my opinion. Storm Duck, who's Miami's best corner, continues to be out. We thought he was going to play. He is not going to play. He is out for this game. As Matthew Stafford uncorks one on 3rd-and-7, way incomplete, the Rams will punt back to the Jaguars. I can tell you, man, that under looks like, I don't want to say anything. Patriots and the Titans. Stephon Diggs is in, as is Harold Landry. So the Patriots get a good player on offense and defense active for this game. Calvin Ridley is out.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Out for Tennessee, I would rank the Titans receivers today in this order: Elik Iemanar, Chimere Dike, Van Jefferson, Tyler Lockett. The only one that's worth starting in fantasy is Elik Iemanar. We had the report this morning from ESPN's Adam Schefter that the Titans are going to simplify the offense for Cam Ward, whatever the hell that means. Eagles and the Vikings. Eagles are healthy coming into this game. Jalen Carter, Quinyon Mitchell, Landon Dickerson, all were hurt or didn't play against the Giants. They are all playing today. Carson Wentz starts for the Vikings. J.J. McCarthy inactive. Max Brosmer will be the backup. Andrew Van Ginkel, playmaking linebacker, is out. That helps Dallas Goedert and the Eagles' passing offense over the middle. But the Vikings' offensive line is healthier. Brian O'Neill is back, and Donovan Jackson is back. They were both injured heading into the bye a couple weeks ago for Minnesota. Panthers and the Jets. Garrett Wilson out as expected. This is a brutal pass-catching core here for Justin Fields today. Chuba Hubbard and Jalen Coker are both playing today for Carolina. Hunter Renfrow, a healthy scratch. Jalen Coker sends his ass to the bench. Afternoon slate. Giants and the Broncos. Darius Slayton is not expected to play for Big Blue. Wandale Robinson and Lil Jordan Humphrey will be the Giants' top two receivers. Did we mention the Broncos are getting bet? Colts and the Chargers. Josh Downs, inactive with a concussion, and Ashton Doolin is inactive. You are going to see a lot of Alec Pierce and A.D. Mitchell today in the Colts passing offense. Joe Alt, not ready to return yet with his high ankle sprain. Star left tackle, he's out, as is Trey Pipkins. So another game where the Chargers have third-string tackles playing on both sides of Justin Herbert. Cowboys and the Commanders. Terry McLaurin and Deebo Samuel both out. CeeDee Lamb in for Dallas. The Cowboys have flipped to being the favorite. Packers and the Cardinals. Kyler Murray is out for Arizona. Jacoby Brissett draws another start. Now pay attention here if you play fantasy football, because this one's a surprise. Josh Jacobs, Green Bay's number one running back, being called now a true game-time decision. He is sick, he has an illness, and a calf strain. Keyshawn Nixon, Green Bay's number one corner, is also listed as questionable right now with an illness, so an illness apparently going through the Packers locker room. Brissett going to start for Arizona, and then the Falcons and the Niners. Mac Jones starts in place of Brock Purdy. Ricky Pearsall is out for San Francisco. George Kittle returns for the Niners. Darnell Mooney returns tonight for the Atlanta Falcons. And those, Sammy, are the actives and inactives for Week 7 NFL Sunday. Anything cooking on the board, and then we'll do the final couple. It moved.
More money on the Chiefs, out to 13, 13.5. BetMGM is no longer 12.5. So if you were listening in real time, you got a good number, because BetMGM even moved to 13 off of the report that Nick was reading. Two more moves. They keep betting Tennessee, man. I won't do it. I guess I understand that this is a very tough schedule swing for New England, a third straight road game, if I remember correctly. So I think that's sort of in the thought process there. But they took 7 yesterday and this morning, and now they're taking 6.5. The other move, more money on Philly, Nick. Looks like Philly's going to be healthier than people thought. Couple shops on Philly out to 2.5.
So this is the third straight road game for New England. At Buffalo on Sunday night for the big upset a couple weeks ago. At the Saints last week. Today on the road at Tennessee. Sammy, two more games for us to hit, and it moved. I gave the injury updates just now for the Packers and the Cardinals. Like, we don't know if Josh Jacobs is playing. We do know Kyler Murray's out and Jacoby Brissett will start. What do we have here, side and total, Packers and the Cardinals in Arizona?
Nothing crazy. This number was 6.5 for a ton during the week, and then it got to 7 over the weekend, and we're still sitting 7. Every book I see on the board, I've got 15 books right in front of my face. Every book is 7. Don't think it's going to budge off the 7. Is it weird that I like Arizona with Brissett more than I do with Murray? It might be weird, but I feel that way.
I mean, a little bit probably, but what I'll split the difference by saying, because we bet Arizona last week, my working thesis with the Cardinals, Sam, and it's the proof's in the pudding. It doesn't have to continue. When they're a big dog, the game is close, as Trevor Lawrence takes like a 20-yard sack on 2nd and 10. Like, he's terrible. Like, I think it's over for Trevor Lawrence being a great quarterback. I think he can be good. He'll have moments where he's great. I don't think he'll ever be great. Like, we're too far into this at this point now with him. Anyway,
I need to remember how big. Oh, that's how much it was. $275 million contract extension for Trevor Lawrence.
I mean, it's not as bad as Tua, but like neither one is great. It's not good.
No.
When Arizona's a big favorite, the games are close. When Arizona's a big dog, the games are close. And when the spread is small, the game is close, and they usually lose. I love the Cardinals today plus the points.
You love the Cardinals. I see what you did there. What'd Lawrence do now? You got that look on your face.
He ran out of bounds after a 2-yard gain on 3rd and 23.
Oh, that's good. It's perfect.
Setting up 4th and 21. Oh, and I think the Jaguars are punting down 21-0 at the end of the third quarter. This is bad.
You got a punt on 4th and 23. You got a punt.
Yeah. 3rd and long. Run out of bounds. No problem.
Should we do another game to get your mind off this?
I don't think we have time. We could try Falcons and the Niners Sunday night.
All Atlanta, one-way action. This number early in the week was 3. BetMGM has a 1.5. Others have a 1. There's a pick 'em at Circa. So it's been a steady diet of bets on the Falcons. I don't think a lot of people wanted to bet the Falcons against Buffalo, but now everybody wants to bet the Falcons here. Usually that's a bad sign, Nick, as you know.
Usually. Usually. I don't know if it's good. Honestly, WTF. Wrong team favored. I think Atlanta's going to win tonight. Best bets will close the show. This is a really bad performance by Jacksonville, who's going to limp into the bye with a couple of straight losses and the offensive line collapsing in back-to-back games this week against the Rams, last week against the Seattle Seahawks. Hour one done, hour two for you coming up on the other side. Board update, thy royal prop king, underdog moneyline parlay, teasers, and our best bets coming up in the next 60 minutes.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet Countdown to Kickoff, presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.